欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目《可可 Radio》，我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信上搜索公众号“安夏说英语”可以找到我。我们先聊聊在职场当中每个人都会犯的错误。其实，在成功的路上犯一些错，真的是很有必要的。都有哪一些必要的错误呢 ？Getting fired.被解雇。When Steve Jobs was in his 30s, the very company he created fired him. I was out, and very publicly out. Jobs says in a 2005 commencement speech at the Stanford University.What had been the focus of my entire adult life was gone, and it was devastating. 史蒂夫·乔布斯在30多岁的时候被自己创建的公司解雇了。我被炒了，而且非常公开的被炒了。乔布斯在2005年斯坦福大学毕业典礼的演讲上说：“我整个生活的关注点不见了。”这很有毁灭性。Jobs spent the summer of 1985 in a midlife crisis, but during his time away from Apple, Jobs co-founded computer company Next, which was later acquired by Apple, and launched by Pixar Animation Studios.When Jobs returned to Apple nearly a decade later, he brought the innovation of the iPod, iPhone, and iPad. 乔布斯在1985年夏天在中年危机中度过，但在他离开苹果的那些日子里，他联合创立了电脑公司 Next. 他后来被苹果收购，并成立皮克斯动画工作室。当乔布斯近10年后回到苹果的时候，他带来了 iPod、iPhone 和 iPad 的革新。Famed vocal editor Anna Wintour was also fired from Harper's Bazaar after 9 months for being too edgy. Shortly after leaving Harper's, she became a fashion editor at Viva.I recommend it that you already get fired. Venturi tells fashion students. 著名的时尚杂志主编安娜温图尔也在工作9个月后因为过度前卫而被时尚芭莎解雇。离开后不久，她成为了 Viva 的时尚编辑。我希望你们都被解雇过，温特对时装专业的学生说。Okay, that's what we talk about today. 以上就是下来的一个小话题，在职场当中，每个人都会犯的一些错误。相信你也可能会犯这样的错误，可能曾经犯过，也有可能将来会犯。当然，这些错误没有什么可怕的，它会带你走向成功哦。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio。如果想要在节目之后跟我一起来开口说英语，可以关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。